and send a prayer. We're back again. Another episode.
A little hiatus.
We're back. You know what it is.
This is the energy we're on. This is what we're on right now.
Hey man, ZB said hi on you, so we're bringing that in just
this is what we're on.
Sir! Gotta bring in that Benny though. That Benny goes crazy. Let's go. Hold on, let me bring it back, man. Come on, let me bring it back for y'all. Hey, Code, you ever made a brick off of yoga?
Yoga?
I was in Lululemon Expedited. flipping those damaged products. Flipping those damaged products, baby. Are you crazy?
Made a brick off flipping burgers. McDonald's days, me. Oh,
Conway, man. Conway, go crazy. Go crazy, Conway. All I know is Conway be winning some bets. He has some O's wins.
Some bags.
He
be
shit. He got some bags this Buffalo weekend. Bills.
Mafia. Mellow with New York, Mellow in LA? We see Shooter Mellow in LA?
Will we see Shooter Mellow in LA? I don't know. Hey, we'll find out.
We'll
you mean?
We'll
the men's league squad. The men's league squad.
The oldies.
The retirement home squad.
But really and truly, I know we wanted to come with high energy, okay. But the man that has the most energy right now.
Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy.
Run it back. Oh, let's buddy. Go.
Y'all been in the college bar with this place? Buddy. Y'all been in the college bar with this place?
Hey, man.
They go crazy.
I gotta see it. Maybe for a derby day.
They were playing this down in Philly?
Yeah, probably.
So guess who's back? If it was back, the Arsenal boys lads. We love the Arsenal. We do. Arsenal, we love you.
You shut up. You shut up.
We love you, Arsenal. We do. We love you, Arsenal. We do. Oh, Arsenal, we love you.
All right, buddy. All right.
We're back,
let's,
buddy.
Let's get into
fresh
this.
Fresh off of North and London Derby.
We love
we're
to
back.
See it.
All right. Yes, you heard. We are back. Episode, what episode is it?
Six?
Episode six. Yes, we've been on a little hiatus, a little week. But hey, we gave you 5 straight episodes.
Yeah.
Week to week to week, you know, back to back. So
winnings.
We have to take some vacation time
some personal
off.
Time. Personal time is important.
Yeah,
100%. You know what I mean?
I don't want
my guys to leave me like Mr. Button. So you know, I have to make sure. You know,
we talked to HR. HR said everything's cool. HR approved the days. No, we just took a little, hiatus
and,
on.
And then we're back like we never left. Of course, we've had content on the page. Of course,
yeah, we can't
we
leave
kept
you
that up.
Like,
you know what I mean? Bobby Betts, I hope you're following. Because he has some winners on the page.
He's leading the charge right now.
A lot of that.
He is leading the charge right now.
Trust me. A lot of ching-ching on his side. So we've been posting a lot of wins and losses on the page. But content, giving out picks here and there. Yes, on the All Is One podcast page on IG. Don't forget to follow our pages. All Is One Podcast on Twitter and on Instagram as well. Give us a review on Apple Podcasts. You know what I mean? Leave some stars, 5-star ratings. You know, subscribe. Turn on that bell notification to see when we post. So, yeah, but other than that, over to you, Kojo. How are you doing? Because I know you're coming off a high.
I'm coming off a high. I'm buzzing. North London Derby. Big win.
Huge
extensive win. So what's that? That's 4 wins, 3 clean sheets.
Mr. Rams
are back.
Mr. Rams riddled.
You know? Like, yeah, I'm very happy. Everybody's back now. It's sad that Chaka's out. Chaka had a very good game. It was nice to see. It was nice to see Swiss Chaka.
Yeah.
In an Arsenal shirt. He's been missing. But it was a very good game. Very great game. So.
Yeah, I was watching the game. I was in Vancouver, just fresh back off the plane from Vancouver. And I got the chance to watch that game in the hotel. And it was a thrill. Like, who scored for us? Eric Smith Rowe scored for us? Or was it Aubameyang?
Yes, ML.
So ESR scored. And if you're 10 scoring, that really helps the morale of the team, really and truly, right?
Yeah, it's nice to see that. The Arsenal boy, the Haaland boy.
Yeah.
That's the big North London derby at home.
That's his first goal probably in a derby.
His first, yeah.
So, or did he score before?
He scored last year.
Did he? Well, either way, like for him to score, because now he's a bigger role, right? He's the 10 for Arsenal.
That's him.
For picking up a goal early in that game, you've seen that was really switch the momentum in the game.
Good move.
And then the second goal with Aubameyang.
That was beautiful football.
Right? On the counterattack. So that was great to see. And like, clearly, North London is clearly still red. I had some doubts, as we mentioned earlier in the podcast, earlier episodes. I have my doubt of Spurs finishing a bit above you guys and Arsenal being a bottom half club. But it looks like, who knows, off this win. And as you said, the team is getting healthier now.
Yeah.
Partey's back. You guys solved your goalie problems. Now Rams is the one.
Solid in the midfield.
So it looks like it's the up and up.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I was saying. I was happy, at least with the ways we had, I guess, with our team being out.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy we were able to get... Honestly, we were laughing that we lost to Brighton. But we're now in, what, week 5? And we see that, like, even though Brighton just came... Brighton just came up. Like, they're not...
Brentford.
Brentford just came up. Like, they're not for play.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they're tied.
They're a good
cool.
side.
Yeah,
like,
dude,
they're
that was
playing
crazy.
Football. They're a very good side. So, we got that game, lost that game. Lost to the European champions and lost to the current title holders. So, with our team, have a weak team. We lost those games. Now we have our team back. You can see the type of football Arteta's trying to play.
Mm-hmm.
Better tackling. And honestly, like, you look at the team that he set up, personally, in terms of, like, certain signings, we still have a long way to go. I'm not going to say... Obviously, I'm happy. I'm boys and saying the boys are back in town, but we're still not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at this side, it's a side that should be good for a very long time, or given maybe 2-3 years, should be a very good side.
Right.
We have Saka, 20 years old.
Yeah.
Martinelli, 20 years old. Smith Rowe at 21. Just bought in Lokonga at 21.
Mm-hmm.
Odegaard at 22.
Yeah.
Tommy had Son in his pocket. He's young, 22.
Right.
Ramsdale, 23.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel and Ben White at 23.
Yeah.
You know. Cam Terry at 24.
The
then we have
is,
the old guys like Partey, 28.
You have to accept the rebuild phase, right? And if you have a team that's youthful and still getting results.
Yeah.
Because if you're looking at Tottenham, that is a veteran side.
Exactly.
You have Harry Kane, you have Song, you have Lucas Moura, and those are all veteran forwards. And they're still losing to an Arsenal team that is rebuilding.
Very young team.
And shouldn't be... winning you would think that Spurs should have their number in a time where Arsenal is rebuilding, but clearly that's still not a thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, shout out to Arsenal. We'll see if they have potential to make it back into Europe. How do you feel about that? Like, I know it's still early. You guys are coming off a big derby win, but we see the top six right now. We have teams like West Ham, Brighton, I think Aston Villa should be somewhere up there, but I'm talking about on the outskirts, right? That 5-6 position, right?
Like, honestly, I see it should be possible, at least getting into Europa.
Yeah.
Look at the 5-6. Look at Everton right now.
Everton as well.
Everton's, they're all right. They're not great. Brighton, I think Brighton has had a good run of games. Face some lucky opponents as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they're going to stay up there that long.
Yeah.
But it just has to be, you just have to be consistent.
Yeah, that's what it is.
If you can be consistent like how we've been, then, it could get done.
Yeah, and the fact that you guys don't have a lot of European competition to focus on, you guys just have a few cup games here and there.
Exactly.
That helps out.
A lot.
Like, huge. So, we'll see. the Brighton Arsenal matchup this weekend will be very telling.
That's a big one too.
In Brighton, of course.
In Brighton, away. Yep.
Away. So coming off such a huge win, it's really big to keep that momentum going.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like you can be on the high of beating the Spurs, and then lose to Brighton, and then you guys are like back at square one.
Exactly.
So, congrats Arsenal. Thank you. Huge win.
Huge win. Massive win.
It'll be interesting how things go on for Arsenal going forward. But I also got to talk about my guys, you know, United guys. we had a bit of turmoil over the last weekend.
Yeah.
We had a little PK debacle situation. I personally, if you were to ask me who I would want to take the PK, Ronaldo or Bruno?
90th minute. Gotta take Ronaldo.
Regardless, Ronaldo. I'm saying Ronaldo. Yes, Bruno has been our PK taker, and he is Penendez.
He's had a great record.
And he has had a great record taking penalties. But looking at when someone like Ronaldo comes to your side, and the legend that and the just the morale that he holds and the stature and the status that he holds, you have to give it to him. Because as we've been seeing since his return, he's unconscious with it. He is unconscious when it comes to making big plays and the moment.
I feel also as well with, I know I understand Bruno holds the captain's arms band at United right now, or during that
game.
Well, if Harry
doesn't hold it, then yes, Bruno holds it.
But then, don't you feel as Ronaldo being Ronaldo,
yeah,
being regardless even at Portugal being Bruno's superior,
mm-hmm,
and being the legend that he is at United in the 90th minute, don't you think that, especially when Emmy's pointing at him saying, I want you to take it, that even Ronaldo has said, no, give me this ball, I'm going to put this in the net, I'm going to dance in front of Emmy.
This is my, yeah, the EPL is my league. This is like, I do this, I've been doing
like,
this.
Oh, like, he's calling this, like, this is what I do, like, I am the guy. Because he thinks he's the guy, he thinks he's the best player in the world, right?
Yeah.
And rightfully, he could have that, right?
Yeah. But
I think at that point, him standing off, at that point, he should have said, you know what, give me this ball, I'm going to bury this.
100% what Emmy did.
I think Emmy threw everybody off. Exactly.
Because Bruno was like, he was holding the ball. He was like, this guy I think he is. He's calling out Ronaldo. So it puts Bruno in it. Like, and it's already a conversation because Bruno Ronaldo, who's going to take it, right? So for Emmy to step up, be like, yo, where's Ronaldo? Ronaldo, here. You take it, right? Like, it's going to get in Bruno's head. Yeah. And you could see he was thrown off. He wasn't as comfortable as he was. He didn't do his usual run-up. He did, I don't know what
to
he...
To be honest, Emmy is a very good PK taker. We've seen it
over the last year, in
Copa America.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't think the jump would have worked. I don't think Bruno would have bit. I mean, I don't think Emmy would have bit.
Yeah. So that's why...
And even still, unless Bruno put that in the top corner, Emmy guessed right.
Yeah.
Emmy had it covered.
Exactly.
So unless that was in the top corner, he was saving it regardless.
Yeah. So... Well, the thing is, it's hard for Ollie, and we're seeing that maybe this level of competition and this pressure, it might be too much for Ollie, right? He's a great, probably personal coach to the players.
I think he manages players well.
Yeah.
Like outside of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But in the game, I don't think so. Because even if you go back to the game that just passed versus Villarreal, this is the second time guys played Villarreal and he was out tactically passed by Emery.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, bad finishing and De Gea
standing on his head and turning
back the clock to 5 years.
Yeah.
Being De Gea that he was is the one that kept you guys in the game, right?
Yeah. But. So we're seeing that like Ollie can't really get the best out of his players, but the presence of Ronaldo is doing it for the team.
The presence of the Ronaldo and just the sheer talent of that you guys have. If at the end of the day, if you guys are still in a game and there's a lot of time on the clock, Fergie time's always going to be a thing.
Yeah, because we're seeing what a constant theme is the players saving Ollie. It's never Ollie makes a tactical sub or whatever and it leads to a result. It's usually De Gea's standing on his head, or in recent years it's been Bruno and his magic. And now he has Ronaldo's magic that's like really saving him.
It's a cycle that's been happening. It was like you'll have a poor maybe 2-3 run of games where everybody was questioning Ollie.
Yeah.
And it'll come again like this time where everybody's questioning Ollie again.
100%.
But then at the end of the day, you guys end up grabbing the result and everybody's like, yeah, all in. But it's like, I think if you were to get a new manager, I think United will go to higher levels.
If there's a possibility of, I don't think Ollie gets sacked though. He's not gonna get sacked.
No, he doesn't have to.
We're gonna finish top four.
Yeah.
Do we win a trophy? That puts a lot of trophy. If we don't win a trophy, it's like.
It's gonna be. To be honest, what I think is gonna happen to you guys. It's gonna happen. What happened to us at least with Arsenal and Arsene Wenger.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be. It's gonna get to a point where it's complacency.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, yeah, we're in the top four. Yeah, we're in Champions League. We're there every year. We're playing the games. But are we really title contenders? Are we really going to win the Champions League?
Yeah.
Maybe. With the sheer talent you guys have. You guys have more talent than we did. So it's possible.
Yeah.
But I think it's just going to be a cycle of just consistency or just complacency.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be very, very interesting. Thankfully, we were able to get that win. Unfortunately, that win resulted in a lost bet for me.
which will
get into the Champions League.
It happened to me last week, too.
Yeah, it happens to all of us.
I took Jarvis Tottenham.
Right, and hey.
I was buzzing. That's it. I was buzzing.
So, that's the thing. Sometimes you got to hedge. When it comes to your team, I personally like to do it. I like to personally take the team that's going against my team. And hey, it's a win-win situation, you know. Either I'm gonna win the bet, or my team's gonna win. So you know what I mean. It's a win-win. So it is what it is. Unfortunately, I did lose out on that bet, but hey, my team won in a thrilling fashion. So that's always amazing. But we should do a little Champions League recap. We had some big fixtures this week. Raz, I see you over there. Don't worry. We're gonna put away Kojo when we get into the football talk.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go sit somewhere.
Don't worry, I'm here. I'm listening. I'm enjoying the conversation. I'm here.
How did you feel about your side though?
Yeah, City PSG.
Messi showed up.
Hey, bro, listen.
Messi doing Messi things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From PSG having their tie in the first game on September 15th, it was at Club Brugge.
Club Brugge.
Mm-hmm. Club Brugge.
Club Brugge. Day it's one Champions League. Yeah.
And the way I saw them play, I did not see them coming out the way they did against Man City.
Because
I won't lie, I didn't watch the game, it was at work.
Yeah.
But when I saw PSG play, I didn't think they were on the same page with each other.
Well, 100%. We even said, like, when we were coming up with bets for the game, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
I didn't want to touch that game at all, to be honest.
I didn't want to touch it, but for some reason, I thought City weren't gonna lose the game.
Because I had Man City or draw. I had Man City or draw.
Yeah, that's what we all agreed on. And then how the game went, really and truly, PSG on the counter really like affected, because they really were trying to nullify. It's hard to nullify Mbappe, Messi, and Neymar, right?
Yeah.
So they try to really take away Messi from the game, but you can only do it for so long, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then when it came into the second, and they were already up a goal, right? When it came into the second half,
right?
And Messi got that one opportunity. Yeah. He wasn't even on the ball a lot. He got the one opportunity. Yeah. That diagonal run he does into the box, quick 1-2, gets the ball top of the box, top corner.
Yeah, you know what it also is. I think we're missing Aguero.
Well,
they're missing a striker.
Yeah,
I mean, you are missing that type of striker.
Yeah, they're missing that. Like, we have Kevin De Bruyne.
Grealish had a shocking performance.
You know what? Also, you know what helped? What helped PSG a lot though too? Marco Verratti being back in the lineup.
Yeah, yeah.
Marco Verratti being back in that midfield helped a lot. He had a good game that game.
Yeah, because Ander Herrera is not good enough
to
hold that midfield, right? So it was an interesting fixture, 100%. That was the biggest matchup. Well, Chelsea and Juve was also a big matchup.
Yeah. That was a big one as well.
Juve got that win, so that was interesting.
I didn't think they were going to get that win. Chelsea.
I think Chelsea's going through a little of an identity crisis because they didn't start any English football players that game. Right? It was all just other European players that they started. No English football. No Mason Mount.
Wow. Maybe that was an easy game.
Yeah.
Did Chile start? I'm not sure if Chile started.
Chile came on.
Chile came on, but they had no starters. So I don't know. Chelsea, they're coming off the loss to Juve and then the English Premier League. I forget what happened with their result, but I'm surprised. It seems like Juve's turning it around, though. Right? They had their two wins in Serie A, and now a big Champions League win with Dembélé out. So it'll be very, very interesting to see how Champions League progresses going forward into day three of games.
Right.
We gotta talk about that madness that happened. Barca. That ship that's sinking.
Yeah.
That's like in the ground, pretty much. That's in the water.
Oh, yeah, I saw you tweet like about that. Final. I saw you tweet about that. I'm going to follow up.
Do you think Ronald Koeman gets sacked?
The thing is, they want to, from what I know. But they don't have money.
Yeah, so who's taking on that job?
They probably have to bring in like a Chavi or someone. You know
maybe Alex will be right. Maybe the women's coach is going to take on that gig. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're bad.
Oh boy,
they're bad.
But yeah, that was our Champions League recap. I think we should get into this famous segment that we always like to get into.
The fan favorites.
You know what happens when you hear this, right?
Oh, bro.
We got 2 weeks off, so I got two of them.
Yeah, me and you both, man. Honestly, I have not been on the best streak, per se.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on a bit of a roller coaster, but hey, it's betting, so when are you not on a roller coaster?
I think I can't have both. Before I know, I was winning. Arsenal's losing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Arsenal's winning.
And
3-0 in fantasy football.
Right?
God's like, can't have too many betting gods. Like, you can't have all these winnings.
Yeah. 100%.
You gotta settle down a bit.
I agree with that 100%. You can't have the best of all worlds.
You know what I mean?
You're losing somehow.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. Who wants to start? Because
I want to start. I'm hurt.
Oh, you're hurt, eh?
I'm hurt.
Yeah, you have a nasty one.
I am hurt.
Okay.
Please play the music. How do I even start this, man?
Hey.
I'm gonna just go ahead and say it, because I did the week two Thursday night matchup between Carolina and Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
I did a prop bet, which was match spread, was -1.5. The only reason I did -1.5 was because it's Thursday night, prime time, something happens, just to cover my bases. Then I had over 32.5 combined points. I had Houston under 16.5 points. I had Carolina money line. I had over 3.5 combined touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Everything hit.
Yep.
The guarantee in that game was supposed to be CMC touchdown.
But what could have happened? Not CMC.
Not CMC.
Can't be CMC.
Can't be CMC.
Not Mr. Reliable.
Not Mr. Catch All.
Not Captain CMC.
Oh, Jesus.
Captain America.
Captain America goes down. Hamstring injury. Oh, doesn't come back in the game.
Oh.
Anytime TD.
Wow.
That one stung worse than the one when I lost to LA Rams by .5.
Oof. Ouch, man.
Because I lost a player that I have fun watching.
That's your team. How do you mean? Yeah. That's a double whammy. 100%.
Yeah, that one. Ugh.
Yuck. Yeah.
Push a T. Yuck.
That's a lot of damage.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, dude, but
that one was deep in the heart.
Yeah, man. That's a tough one, man. Because I feel like everyone in the world probably had CMC anytime touchdown.
Yes,
multiple. I had two or more.
Yeah,
I almost threw a 50 on two on +2.
Yeah,
right. I would have jumped off a cliff.
Mine
when he went down.
And you know who had the two touchdowns? Sam Darnold. Yeah. Bro, that was probably a house payout.
Oh,
if you 100%. Put 100
down. That's a villa.
Yes.
Villa me, baby.
Like, come on, man.
Oh boy, man, it happens. I mean, I guess I'll go next. That one's a hurtful one. I'm going back to Champions League with mine. So I had two 14 parlays. I mean, I had one 14 parlay, I had Villarreal going against United. I took them plus two on the handicap because I figured it would be a close game. Mm-hmm. That ended up hitting because they lost by one, but they covered on the two. At Atalanta, they won their game easy. Bayern Munich, minus one on the handicap. They smashed their team, so as expected. But of course, oh my God. Ronald Koeman.
The sinking ship.
The sinking ship. No one knows what's going on in Barca. Messi, the Messiah, has left. 3-0 loss to Benfica, man.
Messi was really dragging him through life, bro.
I guess so, yeah.
Clearly, right?
Dragging him, bro.
You cannot trust these La Liga teams. If you're going to trust the Liga team, you got to trust Real Madrid. But even then, they lost.
They're still shaky, too.
To share whatever. To some cowboy team in who knows where.
I have no idea where they're from.
And then I thought I wanted to hedge because I knew Barca was down early. So I'm like, let me live bet something.
Let me get my money back.
Let me pick Benfica to win. Juve, win or draw as they were up 1-0. And then... Turn this shit on, man.
No, who are this guy?
Yo, live betting is extremely,
And of course,
soccer is live betting. Soccer is
of course. As I wear my Ronaldo jersey, I have it on.
Oh, don't tell me you took that. Don't tell me you took the draw.
I took Villarreal draw or win.
It
was 1-0 Villarreal.
Mm-hmm.
So I took Villarreal win or draw. 1-1. I look at my cash out. I find myself in the cash out gulag. I'm good. I think I found him. He's right there. Sniper, red dot. And Ronaldo in the 90th, 93rd, the last second, last kick of the game.
Broke your heart.
Yes. Ronaldo. It had to be him. Who else with the goal? Last kick of the game. Win the game, and I lose my bet, man. Oh, boy. It is what it is. But, hey, Kojo, you're the last one on this, trip of breaking my heart.
Well, I'll take it away. So, my first one, I guess essentially with the first week, I guess the weekend after we first recorded, I had another, filthy 7-game parlay.
Oh my God! It's not the 17. Filthy parlays.
No, it's going for some home run. So you know, I had Newcastle Leeds draw. That hit.
Of course.
Arsenal versus Burnley. Arsenal.
Of course. Arsenal's back. The boys are back in town.
Shout out to Martin Odegaard for that lovely free kick.
Oh, that was nice. Yes.
Took Inter over Bologna.
Mm-hmm.
PSG over Lyon. Hit. Borussia over Union Berlin, standard. Liverpool over Palace, standard. And the team that ruined me, team that's probably been ruining me for 2 weeks. So I don't know why I decided to take them.
Man, sometimes you have to fade a team. If a team isn't coming for you, Steelers, Pittsburgh Steelers, yes, I'm talking about you guys, stop picking them.
Yeah.
Stop picking the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're not going to cut. Big Ben's done, fade. That's it.
I guess I just thought this Brighton wave wasn't really a wave. So, you know, I took Leicester over Brighton.
Oh, Leicester.
Brighton beat them 2-1. So, there's that one. And it was this one. This one would have been a good one.
This one's
no good. So, I got
another 17.
This one for this weekend. No, not 17. I was like, let me circle down a bit. Let me do a 5-team. But let me do a 5-team. So, I took... Napoli over Calgary. Napoli hit. Real Sociedad over Elche. That hit. I took Juve over Sampdoria.
Mm-hmm.
That hit. I took Usyk by decision or technical decision. Hit. That was blessed at 3.5. And I took the draw versus Tottenham.
Versatility was there.
Mm-hmm. Arsenal versus Tottenham draw, but. Hey, that was when I can't be really mad at.
That was the win-win situation.
I was trying to go for a little home run, but you know what I mean?
It is what it is.
Like you said at the beginning, you can't have it all.
Can't have it all.
So. And that is the one that got away segment.
Yes, sir.
But now, I think we should talk about some football. Yes. Yes, I know, Kojo, you weren't able to hit a bet. But someone, Mr. Tucker, Big Tuck, Big Kicks of the Baltimore Ravens, Justin Tucker, with the kick of the century. Would you look at that? 66-yard field goal to win the game.
Off the bar, and in.
Flip it.
That would make a crazy frame in his house.
And the guy is probably nice and footy, eh? The guy probably would serve a nice long ball. Backspin on it.
Yo, they updated his Madden rating to 99.
Did they?
Yeah.
Was it 87? I'm not sure what it was.
I mean, it was 87 probably overall. He's probably 99 in long range.
Who knows, but I think Ocho probably does the ratings change.
He does it well.
He does do it well. But yeah, that was amazing. I'm pretty sure that saved a lot of Survivor picks.
Yes.
And a lot of probably people money line with Baltimore Ravens in it. Because damn, but people probably had Lions and just said,
we got this.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Right?
And probably, I don't know what it was, probably for Lions to win, but it was probably plus 4 digits, I would say.
It was that. And the other thing was, when the game ended, if you went on social media, you found out that the refs missed the call.
Yeah.
When the delay of game.
Yeah.
Which would have put the 66 out of 72.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm surprised he didn't call that. I was very surprised. He didn't get off.
Yeah, he didn't. No, he didn't. No.
So, hey, man.
That's human error. It's meant to be.
Hey, man, history is history.
The Lions don't be Lions.
We've seen a historic moment. And thankfully, it was one of the guys' teams here, you know?
Yeah.
Kojo's Ravens.
Yeah, man.
Big wins.
Big.
They've been almost, thrilling.
Almost
overtime.
Almost tore my Achilles again. when I jumped out of bed.
It's good to see you with the boot off now, you know what I mean? Walking around. So.
Kind of.
Messi just dragging it.
A bit of a limp, but it's okay. It's getting there. Physio helping
me. Hey, man, a little physio here. Physio's helping me. A little Sky Fitness. You'll be all right. So, yeah, that's good to see the Ravens get that win and see some history. But off the Ravens talk, I know they're not a team that is 3-0, but they are 2-1. Just to recap what's been going on so far in football, going into week 4 now, we have some teams that are 3-0, and we have some teams that are 0-3. So we always... no opposites of opposites when we're making our picks.
Yep.
Sometimes we'll have 2 picks that are right and 2 picks that are wrong. We say do the opposite of opposite. What's that?
Opposite.
The opposite. So, yes, we're going to start off talking about some 3-0 teams in the NFL. So, do we think that they are certified or are they phonies? Right? So, I guess we could start off with the Panthers. Talk about your Panthers. They are 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
As they head into AT&T Way.
Yes, sir.
To face the Dallas Cowboys. That's an interesting matchup. As we see, J.C. Horn is out.
Yeah.
We saw the Dallas Cowboys run the ball a lot against the Eagles. Now I think they'll take on more of a passing attack going against the Panthers.
As they should.
So I can expect CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, even though Amari Cooper is a bit hobbled, I think. But CeeDee Lamb and maybe Schultz, their tight end.
Yeah.
And Tony and Zeke will be involved in the passing game. So we'll see how that turns out. It's a big matchup for Carolina, not having CMC.
Yeah.
Chuba Hubbard. The Canadians, shout him out. So that should be very interesting to see.
Yeah.
How do you think you guys will fare in Dallas? Because Dallas... You could say is a hot team right now.
They could be
3-0.
They could be. They should be 3-0.
So, and playing in Dallas for second home game, it's pretty hostile.
It is hostile. And they're not a team that doesn't shy away from putting up points.
Yeah.
The only thing I can hope for is Carolina defense makes a few key stops, which gives us the ball, and we maintain the clock in long drives.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the ball away from that. Yeah, that's the only way we're going to win the game.
Yeah, so Chuba is going to have a big game. Yeah.
Chuba is going to have a big game, and it's going to be... If Sam can deliver passes and get away from Parsons, because Parsons is nice off the edge.
And Diggs, right? Diggs had a crazy game against the Eagles, right? So I don't know who Diggs will be matching up, if DJ they'll match probably. Him up with DJ or Robbie, or probably
flip-flop,
boomer around the field. But
yeah,
I can see it being... Well, what you would not want to happen is it being a shootout, right?
Yeah.
If it's a shootout game where it's very high scoring, I don't know what the over is in that game, but it has to be...
Like 50.5.
Or high 40s. But yeah, like if it's a high scoring game, I think it'll be tough for Sam Darnold to keep up with that.
Yes, I agree 100%. That's why our defense has to win that game, not Sam Darnold.
Exactly. Like if you guys can control the clock...
Yeah.
Get up early, maybe. It'll be interesting. But Panthers are a 3-0 team. Do you
51.5,
sorry. Yeah, so we're right. 51.5. I like the over.
I like the over, too.
Hopefully, but if...
Panthers
won't want it to be over.
Exactly. That's the only thing. Because Panthers' defense is... Panthers' front seven is scary.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get to Dak early, they would have to... They would have to run the ball if we get to Dak early.
100%.
Because they don't want to put Dak in a predicament where he has to rush for yardage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping, if that's the case, he makes few throws that gives us the ball back.
Yeah. 100%. Turnovers. You have to win the turnover battle. Yeah.
That's the only way we're going to win this game. Because if we had CMC in this game, I would be comfortable putting money on Carolina.
Yeah.
CMC was averaging 30 touches a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of touches gone.
Yeah.
So,
and it was like a safety blanket for Sam Darnold.
It was
almost like if the play breaks down,
where's
CMC dump off?
Dump off, right? Exactly. It's easy to look for him.
Yeah, so I think it's a tough spot.
It is a tough spot.
For Darnold to go into Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly say Dallas wins that game
and covers, to be honest.
I think it's 3.5 or four and a half.
Four and a half. It started off at five.
So... Honestly, I like Dallas. But
I like Dallas, too.
Panthers are a 3-0 team. Are they certified or phony? I personally think they're a phony team. But phony, not in a... They're not a top team. Are they a team fighting for the wild card?
Yeah.
100%. Are they fighting for the division?
No.
Right? So...
Yeah. Like everybody's been saying, like when we played the Saints, they had nobody playing for coaches.
Right.
Houston, we played a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
First week, we played probably one of the worst teams in the league. So, with that being said, going into Dallas, we have momentum. But, this is really our first test to see if we do good.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the schedule, I'm looking at the schedule because we go from Dallas, then Philly comes to town.
Mm.
Easy game.
Yeah.
Then Vikings come to town. That could go either way.
Yeah, that's a tough game, yeah.
Yeah, then we play the Giants. So, we could be looking at 6-2
at the end of that stretch. So, winning this Dallas game... gives you the possibility to beat the Eagles and then Vikings you have your 5-0 at that
point. 5-0 so
you could lose, you could take a 5-1 and then Giants 6-1 that is interesting.
And then after Giants we play Falcons, so the schedule is in our favor at this point.
I mean, could you guys finish last in the division last year?
We did
last year.
Yeah,
so you guys have a fourth place schedule, so that makes sense, right? So well, that was enough on the Panthers. I think we should switch now to two other 3-0 teams, the Arizona Cardinals and the Los Angeles Rams.
Right.
Both 3-0 and matching up this week.
Yep.
Right? It's in LA. This should be a very interesting game, right? Rams, I would say, are the best team in the NFL right now.
I would agree with you.
Matt Stafford is looking like the MVP. He is leading in the betting, he has the best odds to win the MVP as well. So this will be very interesting to see how this game goes. They're both 3-0.
And they're fighting for the division.
Right. So Rams, I can solemnly say they're certified. They're
a team are certified.
They're going to be fighting for the number one seed in the NFC, and they have a chance to win that division.
They have the chance to win. They have the chance to win everything.
They have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. 100%. The way Stafford's looking, the way McVay is coaching up, and Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey on the other side of the ball. Arizona now on the other side. They're a team that they tend to do this early in the season.
They do.
Right. They have a lot of wins early, and then over time, as Kyler takes some hits, as I don't know, injuries happen. Things take a turn, right? Because last year, they, I would like to say they were 3-0.
They started off hot. They started off like
6-2. Or they started off hot and then they ended 8-8.
8-8, yeah. Right?
So, we'll see. If they are able to win this, go into LA and win this game, it's hard for me to say that they're not certified, right? Because that's a huge win. And it's a division win. So, it's just, it's like having two wins in one.
Yeah.
Really and truly, right? So, we'll see how that pans out.
It'll be a good game from the aspect that we'll find out if Cardinals are really here to play.
100%. And then from the NFC West, we should head over to the AFC West. Because the AFC West, we also have two 3-0 teams in the Las Vegas Raiders and the Denver Broncos.
Yes, sir.
Which Denver plays Baltimore this week.
They do. Which is a pick 'em game.
It's at a pick. That'll be an interesting game. In Denver?
In Denver, yes.
Mile High? Okay, so altitude and everything. That'll be very interesting. But the Raiders also have a huge match, LA matchup too.
Yeah.
Because they face the Chargers.
Yes, they do.
Chargers coming off a big win against the Chiefs. Divisional win. So, who do you want to start with, Denver or the Raiders?
Let's start off with Denver because it's an easy topic. Then we can dissect what's going on with Raiders and Chargers.
Okay, so Denver, they started off the season. They played the Jets. They played the Giants. And then I forget who they just played. But it wasn't... They haven't played anyone that's for real yet, I would say.
Jags.
They played the three of the worst teams in the NFL.
Three of the worst teams, You should be 3-0.
You should be 3-0. So, for me to say that Denver is a certified team, I can't say it. That's why I I like Baltimore in this spot.
Same, so do I.
Like, I can't see Denver. I mean, Denver's a good team. Like, it looks cute. But then again, they haven't played anyone.
They have,
when you haven't played anyone, you're supposed to win these games regardless.
Yeah.
And if you're not, you're a bad team. Right? So, I think they're phonies, really and truly. I feel like they have this good start, but and they'll show improvement from last year because, again, they're a team that was last place in the division. So now they're just, they have an easy schedule. So they're winning their easy games, as you should. That's how the league is set up.
Yeah.
Right? So I say they lose to the Ravens, even though the Ravens are injury prone right now.
They're getting
a bit healthier at the receiver position. And Lamar Jackson is still being Lamar Jackson. And
hopefully Hollywood catches a pass.
And hopefully Hollywood can catch a goddamn pass.
Jesus Christ.
Leading to my fantasy L. Jesus Holiday. I mean, Hollywood, sorry. But, man, yeah, like I said, I like the Ravens to win that game. So, because I don't think Denver's a real team. The division will catch up to them. Because Chiefs are going to turn it around.
Yeah.
Raiders could be a tough game. Chargers could be a tough game. It's a tough division, really and truly. So, on to the Raiders.
On to the Raiders.
So, the Raiders have a huge Monday night matchup with the Chargers coming up, which will be a very interesting game. Raiders.
I know.
Raiders, I can't. They look good. They look good. They have big wins on the schedule. They beat the Ravens. Who else did they beat?
They beat the Ravens. They beat the Steelers.
They beat the Steelers, but Steelers suck.
And then the Dolphins.
And then they beat the Dolphins. So I'll give those three notable wins, 100%. And now they just have a division matchup, which will be very telling. If Raiders win that game,
they could be here.
They're a playoff team.
They could be here.
Would you say Raiders make the playoffs this year?
I think they do. Yeah. I was high on them to make a run in the season.
Yeah.
Like I didn't. The only thing was they were missing was fans.
Yeah.
You can't beat the environment.
In Vegas. It's,
and you can't beat the environment in Vegas. And we often forget, like, these players like to go out. If you're in Miami, if you're in Vegas, you can't really trust some players to be on their best behavior.
100%, yeah.
So even the players outside the game are already losing before they come into the game.
Yeah.
So they have a huge advantage over that.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like Derek Carr is finally getting a bit comfortable, but Derek Carr is such a... He's such a smokescreen, man.
He's like the Falcons, man.
Yeah, because like he'll have big games where he's putting up fantasy numbers, but then he'll also put up a dud when he's just turning over the ball, he's fumbling, he's just making the wrong reads.
You know what it is? I don't think he's tapped into where he needs to be the greater quarterback on the field. He'll match the other quarterback.
Yeah.
But he won't necessarily be the better quarterback when he's playing a bad team.
100%.
So he will play at the level of the other team.
Yeah.
Whereas if he was to be the quarterback he is that we have seen in the first 3 weeks, they're a good team.
Yeah.
They're a well-rounded team. Do they win a playoff game? Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
You know, but they will make the playoffs if they're playing like they are.
Yeah. Well, I just picked up Derek Carr in fantasy. So, hey, man, Derek Carr, if you want to choose this year to get it together, I can start you over Jalen Hurts. Man, so yeah, that wraps up the 3-0 teams. We should get into some of the 0-3 teams. We should start this off with a phone call to someone that seems to be a Colts fan, right? Let's see if he will pick up. Do you think he would?
Yell outside.
He's screaming, asking us where we are, but I'm about it.
Oh, here's the phone call. Let's go. Put this on speaker. Is this C Boogie's Closet management?
Oh shit, it is. What's good?
Everything is good. You are live on the Always One podcast. Please don't say anything incriminating to your name or to your business. We just have a few questions for you if you don't mind answering.
Yes, sir. Yo, I'm ready. Yo, shout out to the Always One podcast. Appreciate it.
Okay, yes, this is Boogie. Some of you may know him as C Boogie from the Moles and Wolves podcast. He is calling in live on episode 6 of the Always One podcast. So we're discussing football, and we're discussing 3-0 teams and 0-3 teams. And I think your team falls under one of those categories as an 0-3 team. So tell me about your Colts. How do you feel about them as they start the season 0-3?
I've been telling you, I said, this is not good, because once you don't get those training camp reps with the first team offense, something's going to go wrong. I looked past that. I'm like, you know what? It's all good. Wentz going to come back week one. But that big one to us was that Quentin Nelson injury and our O-line not practicing for like the first 2 weeks of camp, and then big Q going down. We started off rough. I've been telling you we were going to start off 1-5 with this roster. Our play calling in the red zone been trash. We can't score to save our lives.
This guy's right.
Oh. Stand there, go on fourth down and one, and Jonathan Taylor runs up the middle and gets stuck. Like, we can't win games like that.
100%.
That's the creativity in the offense, and that's why we're 1-4, 0-3.
100%. Okay, well, you have Dolphins coming up this week. I feel like Colts could probably get their first win of the season going into Miami. I know Dolphins are favored, I think, 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about this game this week? Talk to him. Yeah.
Yo, get that shotgun beat.
Let me get this shotgun beat.
Yo, Boogie and I are on the same page.
Talk that shit.
For your survivor and choose that for your last team for your money, and the Colts will get their first win this week.
I like that. I like that energy. 100%. I also like the Colts to win this week, to be honest.
Like,
there's no way I see Jacoby Brissett coming, playing his old team and getting a dub.
No.
Come on. Have some respect in Indianapolis. So, That'll be very interesting. I think the Colts will turn it around because I do have the Colts to win the division. I really do. In a future bet. Tennessee is not the greatest, so really and truly the bet isn't really over yet because Houston's not good, Jacksonville's not good. Tennessee, they're okay. They won the first game against the Colts, but you guys play them twice. So if you guys can win the second game, then who knows? It's an early season. Exactly.
It's an early season. I think we're going to turn it around. We're going to start off a little rocky, maybe a little 2-3, 1-4, something light, but then we're going to all pull it together.
100%.
We're going to look healthy.
Yeah, you guys have a new quarterback, so it's going to take time.
Future bet will be very close.
I know.
Extremely close, one or two games.
Yeah, I know, because I also have Tampa on it, and I think I have the Rams. So it's the Rams to win the division and Tampa to win the division.
Tell them run the Cleveland and Colts.
Raz said. You guys are going to run back the live bet on Cleveland and Colts best record?
Oh, we can't do that now. We can't do that now. Should have done it from the jump.
Oh, yo, that bet is comedy.
Here to lose.
Oh man, well, Boogie, thank you for giving some time to call in on the All Is One podcast. Is there anything else you want to say?
I was going to say, yo, so yeah, I do got that $10 for my little side bet that we had. So, like, whoever, so Raz and Kojo, y'all don't know. So, basically, long story short, is there's somebody in my building that I know from the past. And I told Lynch, I'm like, yo, if I see her and I don't say hi, I owe you $10. So, but yeah, shout out Always One. Love you guys. Fix that sound issue with the left ear. I can't have Raz talking in my right ear and Kojo in my left.
Get off the phone, man. Link up just now.
All right, we'll see you soon for the Blue Jays game. Yeah.
Did he hang up?
Yeah, he hung up.
Banged him, bro.
But yeah, that was a great little recap of his Colts. The Indianapolis Colts, one of the teams that are 0-3. So we can get into the Jets and Giants. New York football is always never too good, unfortunately. And Detroit. Yeah. I don't want to, I guess, speak too much about these teams. I guess they're not good.
It's for the Jets, is kind of sort of expected.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
Jets and Giants got a tough schedule, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Giants could be looking at 0-7.
Mm-hmm.
And Giants could be looking at 0-7 too.
Yeah, 100%. Because, like, I honestly thought the Giants would be a bit better, but they're just not. Like,
they're not.
They're coaching something. I don't know what it is.
Jason Garrett.
Yeah, the offensive play calling with Jason Garrett. Like, I know ZB could talk to that, and he's been there with Jason Garrett on the Cowboys. So, I'm sure it's something that, who knows? Maybe they need to fire him. Some changes in the coaching style. But this is Daniel Jones' last year in his rookie contract. So they need to figure some things out in New York. For the Giants, Jets, they have a rookie quarterback, so give them time. Detroit, they're also rebuilding. So they're supposed to be bad. They want a high draft pick. So it is what it is. And I think I forgot to mention the Jags, too.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the Jags, that's perfect. They play tonight.
They do play tonight.
Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Thursday night football. I believe Cincy's favored by
7.5.
7.5 in Cincinnati, I believe.
Yes.
It's in Cincinnati. That'll be an interesting game. Let's give out some picks and predictions for that one. I know they're an 0-3 team. I know Trevor Lawrence is probably leading the NFL off INTs with 7 in 3 games. But Joe Burrow has looked good. He looked decent. Like, he doesn't look terrible. Bengals look decent. Mm-hmm. They are 2-1. They did beat the Steelers, which was a big win. They also beat the Vikings, which is another big win. So they have some notable wins. But Thursday night football is weird. Underdogs do well. And Thursday night football. So give me the points. Give me Jacksonville 7.5.
Yeah. If there is an under that I would be taking, it's probably this matchup.
Mm.
46 under, I'll probably take that.
Is that the total?
Yeah, 46 over under, yeah. this is a game I would take under, because there's going to be a lot of running on both teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a lot of passing. If the only passing that's going to be happening is Joe Burrow to JC.
The only problem I see is if Bengals are slapping the Jags,
yeah,
then it's going to go over. Because it's going to be like Bengals are up 2-3 touchdowns, and then Jags are going to be putting some garbage scores. And then it's going to go over the total.
And that's where you could probably bet the INT is not Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
He's a turnover. I can't even blame him.
No, Urban Meyer doesn't seem to have the team operating the way it should be.
He's playing Alabama every week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then if this was a game, I would take the under on 46. That's where I would put my money.
Mm-hmm. I do like Bengals to win. So, I like Bengals on the money line, but... Yeah. Really and truly,
there's not a lot of value.
There's not a lot of value there. So I'd rather just take the points. 7.5 seems like a lot for a team. I think like Jacksonville's scrappy, right? They were close with Arizona, then it just fell apart.
Yeah, fell away, yeah.
So
they were only close because the stupid touchdown return.
Yeah.
Like, if that wasn't the case, they would have only had 13 points.
Yeah, exactly, 100%. Let's give out some props for that game as well. I know we both have some free bet. That shout out Bet365, giving us some promos to get some free bets for these primetime games. So I have a bet builder for this game. I'm taking James Robinson over 18.5 rushing yards and receiving yards, so combined, the rushing and receiving. I have Joe Burrow to have 2 touchdown passes. Trevor Lawrence over 15.5 rushing yards, which I think... He might have to run because they do have a pretty good front. So hopefully they have some design runs or he just scrambles and makes the right read. I have over 3.5 points in the first quarter for both teams. Hopefully someone scores in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Like if it's a field goal game or I'd be sick, but we'll see. And then I have Joe Burrow. Looks like since he's been running the ball a lot, they're not really throwing it around because they want to protect Burrow. So they're giving a lot of touches to Joe Mixon. So I'm going to take his under on pass completions. Under 21.5.
Mm-hmm. What's that give out?
So that is at plus 1,200. So the free bet is 10, and that'll give us 120.
All right. So the bet I'm doing is I'm giving Jacksonville plus 14.5.
Yeah.
Under 55.5 combined for both teams. Should have done 46, but 55 just to be safe.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon to score a touchdown because they, like you said, they have been running the ball a lot.
100%.
Joe Burrow under 30.5 attempts.
Yeah.
And Matthew Wright to Jags kicker to have over 5.5 kicking points because, again, I do see this being a field goal game. I don't see this being a shootout, so that's a plus 1,100. 10 gives you 110.
Nice. So that's the Thursday night football picks. And predictions for tonight's game. But we have something more important to talk about.
We do.
For tonight.
Yes, sir.
Jay's best ball.
Best ball.
We said we wouldn't touch.
Oh, yes. So
I'm not touching like a parlay. I'm just touching the game.
This evening, we're all heading down because we are in a fierce playoff race.
Wild card race
to get into the playoffs.
Four teams. Kind of
four teams in that. What is it called? The AL East?
The AL in general.
The whole AL. But we have four AL teams fighting for the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Rays clinched. The Yankees are leading that wild card spot. And the Red Sox have the second wild card spot. And the Jays are a half game behind the Sox.
They're half a game behind Sox,
Seattle's ahead of us. I'm pretty sure.
Where is it?
Seattle won last night, so I'm pretty sure Seattle's ahead of us. We're behind Seattle. We got it right now. We got one game back. Seattle's half a game back.
Oof. Okay, so our game today is our win today against the Yankees is crucial.
We need a win today. We need Oakland to beat Seattle as well.
Oh boy! So we need some things to work out in our favors to get our Jays to the playoffs. We always said that we needed Jays to make the playoffs. We lost faith in our last episode, but we are back and we are going to be at the game. And that being said, we do need to give out some picks live. for the game.
Yes, sir.
That'll be just bring some more excitement to being there live.
Yep.
Yes, it's already live because it's a playoff race. They had a big win yesterday. Yes. But
Big Bo.
But today, with Big Bo, Bo in his flow, but today we need another win.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully our attendance gets the boys, you know, where they need to be. Always One Podcast will be in attendance, you know. So hopefully that can get them to a win. And of course we have Robbie Ray.
Cy Young. Cy Young nomination.
Put it on him.
Up top.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it home. You know what I mean? I know he's at, what, 8 Ks?
8, yeah.
He's sitting at 8, so that is a lot. But hey, he's the Cy Young nominee for a reason, man. So
last game I was at, was at 8. Recorded 12.
Right. So, hey, man, we do need to head down there, so we can't stay on this podcast for too long. I know we've given out pretty good episodes so far. I think it's been going pretty well so far.
Covered
the topics we needed to get to. But we don't want to hold you for too long, so I guess we'll get to the end of this episode by giving out some Jays and Yankees picks and predictions for tonight's game.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start. I'm going big. Go big or go home. You know what it is. Have to go big with my Blue Jays. Got my Bo jersey on. So I am going to go with the Blue Jays money line. I'm going to put $100 on it.
A hunch.
100, baby. Let's go, man. I'm going big on my boys tonight. I also like Vladdy and Bo to get 1+ run. So that Vladdy and Bo 1+ run. You know what I like to say, Vladdy and Bo.
Good to go.
Good to go. So that is at in decimals. That's 4.00. I'm gonna put a little $15 on that to give me $60, and we'll see how that goes. So yes, who wants to go next with their predictions or their picks?
I'll go next. I'm taking Jay's money line and Vladdy 2+ total bases. So that's at 3. Gonna toss a 50 on that.
Let's go, baby. That's my bet for the day.
And I'm doing the total over under. It's 8. I'm taking the over.
Let's go, baby. A lot of runs.
Let the ball fly. And Vladdy to hit over 1 single.
Vladdy, 1 single.
Yep.
Ooh, that's a good one. So is that parlayed or?
No, it's separate. So Vladdy to hit 1 single is 120.
Mm-hmm.
You bet 100, you get 180 back. And then the over under is -110. You bet 100, you get 190 back.
Ooh, I like that. Well, boys.
I just want to say one quick thing before we end it off.
Okay.
I just want to do a big shout out to my guy, Sir Lewis Hamilton. Being the first racer to 100 wins.
That's a big shout out.
I'll just show that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well done. That was he had a F1 race in, come on, I know it. Where was it, Italy?
It was in Russia.
Russia.
Unfortunately, it was Lando's race, but at the 50th lap, with 3 laps left, I guess he was told that it wasn't supposed to rain too much, so he decided to stay on the slick tires.
Mm-hmm.
But then the rain came down, had the race won in first. Unfortunately, he dropped down to 6 in 3 laps.
And oh, man.
Lewis took the win, but shout out to Lewis. Shout out to Lewis, man. That's a big thing, man.
I also want to do one last shout out. As we all know, we all reside in Canada here. And it is National Day for Truth and Reconciliation Day.
Yep.
So I do want to give this shout out.
Rah,
why am I getting phone calls? that was bad timing with that, man. This is probably supposed to be a somber moment. So this day honors the lost children and survivors of residential schools and their families and communities. Public commemoration of the tragic and painful history and ongoing impacts of residential schools is a vital component of the reconciliation process. So yes, I just want to give a quick shout out to National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Wear your own shirts if you have. I don't have any, but I'm sure we'll see a lot out there. Today, of course, take some time to say your prayers and thoughts to those that we have lost and recognize the land that we are on today. But just want to give that quick shout out before we head out. On that note, I've been listening to this Thames project, and this Thames project is crazy.
It goes crazy.
So I'm going to send us off on some Thames vibes. And yes, that was episode 6 of the Always One podcast. Again, follow us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Like, share, comment, review, give us 5 stars. Put your bells on, hit that bell to get notifications of when we post episodes.
Tell a friend to tell a friend as
well. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, all our socials. Give us your picks. We'll give out ours. Share your pain. Share our gains. And vice versa. On that note, we are out of here.
Until next time.
And bet responsibly.
I need
DJ Lynch, just sing Lynch.